Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the site. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their site, so enjoy ours free. Again, freetalklife.com is the website. So we'll talk to you about whatever you want. And, Mark, we're going to start things out with one of your stories. I know you had something about a gentleman with a Hispanic name being harassed, which doesn't seem like it should be a surprise these days. But I didn't realize, I guess, that it has gone this far. I mean, I know that the Border Patrol is known for setting up roadblocks all over the place and harassing absolutely everybody that drives through to some extent. Certainly, they're likely targeting people with more melanin in their skin more so than not.
I'm not sure why they're targeting this guy, but they seem to be. This is from Pro8News.com. A Laredo man has been speaking out against the Laredo Sector Border Patrol tonight, saying agents repeatedly violate his rights. He says after several years of complaining, Border Patrol supervisors continue sweeping the issue under the rug. He says he spent 20 years in the military all to be harassed by Border Patrol agents who seem to be taking advantage of their authority. Now the concerned resident says either the U.S. is becoming a communist nation or people along the border are simply considered second-class citizens.
So what, I think probably a little both, maybe.
Carlos Gonzalez says he's getting home to his ranch off Highway 83 just north of Laredo means having to battle Border Patrol agents. It's just harassment in its purest form out there.
Gosh.
He says he's been tailgated and followed to his onto his property for no apparent reason. Not once, but twice this week. This is the second time in 4 days. 4 days apart, I've had these incidents, he says. This adds to a list of other instances over the past few months. On Monday night, he was even maced after asking an agent to leave his property. And he says agents are doing other things that may lead to someone's death. Gonzalez says, at night, this highway is pitch black unless there's a full moon or Border Patrol agents are waiting along the sides. They'll all of a sudden... Seems like a strange word choice there. All of a sudden hit you with their bright lights from the side. He says Border Patrol agents will park along the side, side with all lights off and shoot a spotlight at the driver as they pass by. You have the tendency
I'm sure that's great for your night vision.
Right, absolutely. You can imagine. They want to see in the truck. How are they going to see in the truck without shining a big light in your face? You know, I've got this million candle watt spotlight thing. Mm-hmm. The thing will practically set your set anything you put it on fire. I mean, and I'm sure they're hitting them things like that. You just can't see. If you're in a room, a dark room, and you put this thing on and just shine it away from yourself, it's going to reflect off the wall so much you can't. You just can't see.
Really?
It's like a flash going off in
your
face.
Dangerous.
It absolutely is. And I don't, as I've been getting older, I'm 38 now, I can't see as well as I used to at night. The cars, their lights, they tend to blind me. Mm-hmm. I really do have to do what they suggest, which is look off to the side of the road when cars come by. It can be a very dizzying experience. Carlos here, little older than I am, if he's spent 20 years in the military, and it has to affect different people differently. And I'm just saying this for the younger people that it used to be it didn't bother me at all to drive at night, but it's getting a little harder. And I can only imagine what it's like having, you know, agents out there shining these lights in your face on the side. These agents are going to get killed doing this crap.
If you want to protect your vision at night, the only way to do it is with a red light, not any other color. It's my understanding that any other color...
you can't tell a person's skin color.
Well, we know they do profiling, and that's something that Barry Cooper talks about when he used to be a cop, is how he profiled people to figure out whether they were likely candidates for having drugs in their car.
If it's your job to find Mexicans in Laredo, Texas, I mean, you have to profile. You know, Mexicans that are here illegally, of course you're going to profile. I mean, duh. You're not going to be going looking for the black guys that have snuck across the border from whatever the towns are across El Hidalgo or something like that.
So... How long has this been going on for? I mean, you mentioned there were two incidents this week.
He says for months, that it's been going on for him. But
and he doesn't speculate as to why they're targeting him? He has no idea?
He lives on a road that apparently is a place where these people hang out. Let me finish up the article here. They'll all of a sudden hit you with their bright lights from the side. He says Border Patrol agents will park along the side with lights off and shoot a spotlight at the driver as they pass by. You have the tendency to jerk your wheel because you don't know what's coming at you. They're going to kill somebody. They're going to kill an inexperienced driver. They're going to run one of us off the road. Border Patrol agents were not able to comment on specific incidents, but they say, well, they're well-trained to handle all situations.
What a response.
Yeah. Don't worry, citizen. We've got it under control.
We've been trained. It's okay.
When an agent encounters what he sees as a threat, he will
use your taxes.
OC spray or baton to effectively mitigate the situation using the least force necessary, says
OC
Jason.
OC spray.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
I don't know. I assume it's the mace.
Sounds like mace, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Gonzalez says he just wants someone to listen. They've been trying to sweep this under the rug, and we can't have it.
They'll get someone to listen. But that's it. I mean, eventually, if he really, beats down on a congressman's door or something like that, he'll get someone to sit down and listen. But it won't go any further than that, because what can they do? I mean, if you go to your so-called representative, because isn't that the kind of the, you could go through the bureaucracy of the Border Patrol, but you'll probably be put on infinite hold, and, you'll leave a message, and no one will ever call you back, that kind of thing. You'll have doors closed on you with the Border Patrol. The representative will at least want to pander to you, because the Border Patrol...
Maybe.
Well, because you're a voter, right? And, it's a situation.
A state representative, perhaps. A United States representative, there's 435. Five of them to 300 million of them.
They're at the very least. I'm not saying the rep himself will meet with the person.
Oh, you mean the college age kid that's paging there?
Yes,
who
they will
cares?
Pander. I'm not trying to defend this, Mark. I'm just saying that the bureaucracy will not have any interest in responding to you.
Keep your bureaucrats and training to yourself. I don't need them.
Well, they at the very least are going to try to pretend like they're interested in what you have to say. But that's as far as it's going to go.
Especially if there's PR potential.
Exactly.
PR potential that they can campaign on, get some pictures.
Right. If they feel like, oh, yeah, there's something here.
There's no Republican going to campaign on this.
Yeah, this is probably
Texas.
True.
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
True.
I mean, the senator's liable. Their staff is liable to tase this guy if he tries to go to the office.
That's probably realistic.
He's got no right recourse. They're going to mace him too. Let me finish up the last line here. He says they're going to kill somebody. I don't want it to be me. Gonzalez says the border agents did offer medical help after they maced him, but still he hopes
great.
That others will not have to go through similar incidents and will speak out, so he stops what he believes is flat-out harassment. This guy's got no recourse.
Oh, of course not. No, I never said he had recourse. I'm just saying the best he's going to get is to sit down with some flunky at the representative's office and have a chat. That's the best that's going to happen. And best of the best, maybe, and this is like a 0.01% chance is what Dale's suggesting, is, the representative decides to make an issue out of it and then, goes and says, okay, well, I brought this up and they didn't listen to me and those darn bureaucrats, we need change in Washington. Reelect me and I will make sure this happens. So they'll totally use it to capitalize on their next campaign. That'll be the best that ever comes out of this. The Border Patrol cowboys down there will not stop doing what they're doing. There's no way that they... I don't know how you stop something like that beyond just mass non-cooperation and disobedience. And I don't know if that would stop it anytime soon. I don't know. I mean, this is such an experimental area. It's such an interesting time. It's a sad time, but it's also very interesting because in the past, this stuff would go on and it would go unspoken. Now, we've got all kinds of ability to cover these events today, but there's still very little that seems that can be done about it. I mean, there's nothing immediate that comes to mind that says, oh, yeah, well, we need to respond in this way.
How do they
profile
the illegal Canadian immigrants? Do they look for, like, hockey paraphernalia or something?
Yeah.
They don't really care that much about it. I'm sorry.
Right. They're white, so it's okay.
They don't care that much about illegal Canadians coming across the border. You know what happens? I had a illegal German immigrant that I knew in Sarasota that I helped get a job for.
Well, they probably care about the ones that are coming across backpacking full of marijuana, you know, across the Canadian border. They might care about that, but otherwise you're right.
At that point, they're a drug dealer, not an illegal.
Yeah. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. What do you do? I mean, if you live down south, what kind of tactics, what techniques do you use to deal with this situation of these Border Patrol guards going crazy? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, totally free. In fact, they go back for an entire year. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. Get together with thousands of other activists all in the same geographic location to get active for freedom and learn more about the project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Just a few more comments on your story, Mark, about the Border Patrol harassing at least one guy. And you know that if this is happening to one guy, it's probably happening to a lot more that is going unreported. Maybe some of the people are just passing through. This gentleman works in the area and so is regularly around and regularly harassed. So people that don't necessarily live in the area are probably getting, you know, harassed as they're passing through by the same crew of yahoos. And I had said earlier that the Border Patrol is going crazy, and maybe that's not really accurate. Maybe this is just the natural progression of things. I mean, this is what happens when people are given authority, or they're given the idea that they have authority over others, that over time they will grow in that level of control and that desire to exert such control over other people. Generation after generation, just the problem compounds itself. Perhaps this isn't gone crazy. Perhaps this is just the natural outgrowth of the authoritarian system that that we have. I mean, clearly, the Border Patrol probably wasn't like this several decades ago, but maybe that's not true. Maybe maybe they were this way. It's just the communication was so poor.
There weren't as many of them, so it couldn't have been as big.
That's true.
And so they've dumped a lot of money in trying to stop the illegal, influx of illegal aliens or whatever. But you've got to think about it.
The influx of paperwork violators.
Right, that whatever they are. You've got to think about it. If you put yourself in their shoes, what would you do? How would you be? Your job is to find illegal, and if you're in Laredo, Mexicans in the country. Remember, we talked about illegal Canadians. Canadians can come to this country and hang out and vacation all they want. They just can't get jobs and work legally. Whereas Mexicans can't even vacation here because they're a different class of individual.
They're brown.
They're from a country that has different rules. Now, so anybody can say what they want or however they want. Some of the Mexicans have abused it, so they've had some.
Well, it's not about their country's rules. It's about our country's rules for how to treat them.
How to treat people from that country. We have different rules for different countries. You can't just vacation here if you're from Mexico, but the Canadians can. So
is that true?
It's got to be true.
Well, are you saying it's just because you're brown that you can't vacation?
Are they kicking people out of this country?
I don't know if I shouldn't say purely, but I do think it's largely an enforcement. It's where they decide to focus their efforts on enforcement. That's the primary difference.
Are they kicking people out for living here, for being here illegally? Or are they kicking people out here for working illegally? Because they're not calling them illegal workers.
That's how they get on the map, is by working, right?
That's how you eat, too. You know?
They show up on the radar. But if somebody's retired in Mexico and moves up here, they'd probably be mostly off the radar in that way.
They very
right?
well be. I don't know the specifics of it.
But, I mean, what you're saying is they're likely to be targeted because they're brown. So even if they're retired and
they
move
up here. All you have to do is go to the border and watch people come north, and you can see how they're treated.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it's obvious that they're not just being treated like people going south into Mexico or north into Canada.
Well, there's a discrepancy, sure.
Absolutely. Sure.
And of course, a job like that, a job where the description is, you are on the southern border and you get to enforce the border laws, means that people who are likely to not like brown people will be attracted to that job. Somebody who is a bigot, somebody who's a racist, is going to be attracted to a position like that. Now, I'm not saying all Border Patrol people are racist. Now, I wouldn't go out on that limb. But I think it's fair to say, in the same way that, the job of Catholic priest seems to attract a lot of people that are likely to molest children because they're a around children. Teachers, in many ways, are also some kind of an attractive job.
I think there's other issues too.
People like that.
Yeah.
But if you've got a position of power over a certain group of people, you're going to attract the people that want to wield power over that particular group of people. It's very likely there are a lot of rednecks that don't like Mexicans working for the Border Patrol.
I don't know the answer to that, but what I can tell you is that if you were made a Border Patrol agent and you didn't have any kind of philosophical thing against the idea, and you were just a Border Patrol agent, what do? You've got to look for Mexicans. So, I mean, that's going to naturally get that way. Then you run across some white guy who's not being cooperative. Look, man, I'm finding illegal immigrants to keep you safe, jerk. And so what are you going to do? You're going to treat the white guy like crap, perhaps Mason or whatever. This guy, of course, is both Hispanic and, being and standing up to the Border Patrol. So, you know, it's obvious. The Border Patrol knows, innately, if you're working as a law enforcement officer for the federal government, you've got more clout than the average citizen. I mean, that's just a reality.
Yep. So that's the story. And it's just one example of something that you can expect is going on a lot out there. And you're paying for it. I'm sure some of the people listening are it just warms their heart to know that they're paying for this kind of tyranny. I'm sure that they just love the idea of these laws being enforced on them Mexicans. But for me, I don't appreciate it at all. I don't appreciate paying for it. I will do everything I can to avoid paying for this kind of tyranny. I'm not interested in supporting it. And I'd like to, I hope that someday when New Hampshire declares independence, or Keene declares independence, or whatever, a group of individuals declare independence, I hope that at some point we can open the borders and encourage people from all around the world to come here. I realize that's not an easy thing to do. I realize that people have something against other people that were born on other plots of land. I don't know how widespread the same tribe. I don't know how widespread that is. I mean, you mentioned, Mark, that you still have that feeling when you hear about a plane crash. You tell that story a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That it was always the Americans that are announced dead, and that you feel bad if Americans die. And it's silly.
It just seems more important.
It's nonsensical.
Sure.
It's based out of nothing but arbitrariness. I mean, lines drawn on a map. And I guess my question is just how widespread is that? You know, how difficult would it be? It would be a major coup to have New Hampshire declare independence and leave the federal government. Like, that would be a major coup. It would be a major success for the freedom of the people in New Hampshire. But then you still have the xenophobia problem to deal with. You still have that issue being propagated that there is something to these lines in the sand because, well, the people within these lines in the sand went ahead and left a political designation that they were involved in before. I mean, I don't want to encourage that necessarily because I don't appreciate that aspect of it. But at the same time, I do appreciate all the good things that could come from something like that happening. But I don't think that would solve xenophobia at all. I don't think that would do anything at all to solve people's issues with people of different skin color and different place of origin.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
To some extent, different cultures. I think that's part of it. But,
it's frustrating to me. I know that Julia's brother used to live over in Portland, Maine. And there's a large Somali population in Portland, Maine. And I think that's great. I think that's awesome. But apparently there's a number of people in Portland that talk real nasty about the Somalis being there. It's just disgusting. I can't stand people like that. 800-259-9231, and I don't know what the best way to solve that issue is. It's Free Talk Live. Love your ideas.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Coming up, I got another email from the White House. We should dig into that and see what they have to say this time around.
You must be special.
But we will continue taking your phone calls, of course, because that's what the show's about. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
I want to tell you about the new vitamin I've been taking. It's called Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex. It's got all kinds of berries and fruits in it, and besides the vitamins. So the berries are a great source of antioxidants, and they eliminate free radicals. Free radicals are one of the causes of aging and cell degradation. Call 800-219-8874 if you want a free one-week trial of it. That's 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health, and all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. 1-800-219-8874.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls, or begin taking your phone calls. Ziggy is on the line across the pond in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right. Last Saturday, I switched on the radio on Saturday morning, and there was a familiar American accent, and I suddenly realized it was Glenn Jacobs.
Ah, Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane from the WWE.
Yeah, he was over here doing some PR for some wrestling event. Anyways, I thought, well, there's a small chance I might ask him about his politics. So I sent in an email, asking him to explain libertarianism because it's not something which is often explained on the BBC. Anyways, they did get around to asking him about his politics, and one of the presenters went, oh, we've got an email here from Ziggy asking you to explain libertarianism.
Oh, that is too funny, and I'm sure he knows who you are, Ziggy, because he listens to Free Talk Live.
He said, I don't know him personally, but I've heard a lot about him. Chuckle, chuckle. you know, I was a bit flabbergasted.
You got a mention from Glenn Jacobs. How about that?
Yeah, on, you know, national radio.
Before you go on with the story, just kind of a quick point about what radio is like there in the UK. At least talk radios are, as far as I understand, the BBC is about the extent of it, right? Is there anything else
There is a talk radio station, Talk Sport.
So wait, there's sports stations and the BBC, but that's about it as far as talk?
Yeah, the BBC does have the odd phone in, but believe me, I've tried to get on. I have been on once or twice. I was on not so long ago about Asperger's. I remember once trying to ring up about prostitution and saying that it should be legalized, and the editor wasn't having any of it.
And the BBC is run by the British government, isn't it? Or is it like the post office kind of semi-government?
It's independent, but when they don't say nice things about the government reminds it about its charter.
There's no real privately owned talk radio stations up there, are
there? Yeah, there is.
There are. But they're only sports.
I think they used to do political shows. I mean, I wouldn't listen to it, to be honest.
Well, now, you don't have to do a political show to have a talk radio show. There are some talk shows here in America that are not political, really, in any way, shape, or form.
But
you know, stuff like Coast to Coast AM, some hot talk shows are definitely not political shows. This, by default, is not a political show.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Mostly over here, the phone-in shows are football teams. People want to whine on about the plight of their football team more than the plight of the country. Anyways, I've got one other story for you.
So are you done with the Glenn Jacobs story? Just pointing that out? Okay. Go ahead.
It's about, I don't know if you heard about this Brazilian TV presenter who also happens to be a politician. I guess it would be the equivalent to America's Most Wanted. And there's been a spate of killings. And he's suspected of orchestrating these killings to boost ratings.
No.
But here's the clincher, and this has to be the ultimate piss take. Because he's a politician, he's immune from prosecution in Brazil. I did send the story to Mark.
Wow.
I thought you would like it, Ian, because, I mean, literally, if you're a Brazilian politician, you literally can get away with murder.
Apparently mass murder.
Stunning. That is amazing. I mean, I know things are bad here in the United States, but at least from time to time they will consume their own. You know, at least from time to time they will go after the politicians for something.
A scapegoat every now and then. Yeah.
Say again, Zig?
Mark Foley. I know he didn't murder anyone, but...
Right.
You know,
Was that the guy with the bathroom thing? With the shoe?
Yeah, I mean, okay, fair enough, that shouldn't be against the law. But...
Touching shoes? Yeah, oh, I agree with you, but it was so delicious because he's a hypocrite, right? I mean, he was saying on one hand that he was, a family-oriented guy and anti-gay, because apparently if you're family-oriented, you're anti-gay.
He had to cover for that, see? He had to hide that, and what's the best way to hide it? To go on the offensive, right?
Wait, I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, I mean, that was a cover for him. Him being so aggressively anti-gay is a great cover for him.
It's always the ones who bang on about family values the most.
Isn't it?
Who are always the most, repressed.
Right, yeah. It doesn't matter exactly how they're repressed. They're just repressed in general, and it kind of results in them either molesting kids or taking child pornography keeping child pornography pictures on their computers, or there's hookers, which some of these things are okay. Then there's the guy with the touching the feet underneath the bathroom stall and, whatever else is going on. Messing with the pages, the congressional pages, all kinds of... then there was Ted Haggard from... And I know he's not a congressman, but still the whole repression thing. Ted Haggard,
the... Jesus, forgive me.
Thank you, Ziggy. 800-259-9231. Ted Haggard, of course, probably the best, I think the best story of all. He was the mega church guy. He was the pastor of the, I think it was the Denver or the Colorado, one of the Colorado mega churches. And he was basically outed for snorting crank with a male, gay male prostitute.
Is this the one that was on Jesus Camp or something?
I believe he was on Jesus Camp.
I think I heard about that. He was on it briefly. I finally saw that movie. Yeah.
You could probably type Ted Haggard into YouTube and see a picture of him, and you'd know for sure. He's fairly recognizable.
And I saw an interesting thing on the internet, and it's a little coarse and everything, but it kind of it goes along on this. This story reminds me of it. Is they talk about God being omniscient and God being sinless, and if God is omniscient, he must know what it's like Ted Haggard,
yeah.
Right? Like, he knows what it's like, so he must know what it's like to snort crank off of a gay hooker's penis. And
what happened?
Whatever, right? I mean, something.
They were doing crank and having gay sex.
Whatever it was they were doing, right?
But, you know, it's fine. It's fine with me. If you want to snort crank and have sex with somebody,
go on and preach against that.
That's exactly the issue. That's always the ones preaching about it.
But I'm just making the point about omniscience for God and sin, and sin being around the whole gay sex thing. So you've got a conundrum here. If God's all knowing, he must know what it's like to enjoy the idea of doing what it is that Ted Haggard was doing. And
because if he didn't know about it, then
Jesus' definition of lust, which is, Jesus says that to lust is to sin. So God must know what it's like to lust after this scenario that Ted Haggard was in.
How could God not know?
Right. How could not God not be, sinful?
Right.
If the idea, and I don't think it's a sin, for one.
We're talking about the Christian God here, from their perspective.
I don't think that lust is a sin. I don't think that gay sex is a sin.
There's no sin, right?
Well, I think that there's immorality, and I'm willing to call that sin. That's all.
Okay.
I think that harming others, fraud against others, those
things
are sin.
Depends on your moral code, though. You're analyzing it from your moral code. There is no overarching definition of what that can be. What a sin is? Yeah.
A sin is something that separates you from God, is what I was taught. But, disobeying the stuff in the Bible, of course, is a sin.
But what you're saying is that's not possible.
It's what the stuff in the Bible, what we're told, the big sin, it seems, the most biggest, broadest sin out there, according to most of the people that it seems to me that are the loudest that go to church, are, being gay. And then what I'm telling you is, God must know what it's like, and must know what it's like to like the idea.
Do you think Christians would say? I mean, not all Christians, obviously, but do you think some Christians would say that being gay is a worse sin than murder?
I don't think they go that far.
All right. Well, more on the way here. Wouldn't God also know what it's like to murder? More coming up. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know, Amazon, they sell virtually anything you might want to buy. Dozens of categories. They've got used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. And you can save money on shipping if you buy new. They've got free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of products. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you need, and get Free Talk Live a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So I want to continue just on this topic, because I think it's pretty interesting, this, you know, theological discussion about the Christian God. Now, obviously, each religion has their own tenets.
I don't know how to differentiate. I'm a Quaker. Quakerism is a what they call primitive Christianity, or at least that's how William Penn described it, and I think it's a very good description.
Christianity's focused around Jesus. Is Quakerism focused around Jesus? I haven't...
Well, not today nearly as much as it was, yeah. But what you have to consider is Christianity, with the way communication was in the first, second, third centuries, these people, by and large, had no idea who Jesus was. If you look at Jesus, his birthday, it's the same as Osiris's and all these other guys. You know, many of the tales, they fit around Oedipus and, you know, so many of these other gods.
Didn't Oedipus love his mom?
Everything that was written about Jesus was generations after his death. or ascension, depending on what you believe.
Absolutely true. So, you know, there are different religions that would use, you know, Christ as their centerpiece, but they had all kinds of different beliefs about them. Some of them didn't believe he existed on Earth.
Mm-hmm. I went to my first Quaker meeting, by the way.
Yeah, oh, cool. Did you, I mean, do you believe
that... Why don't you just blow him off?
Well, I'm
trying to tell you about his experience here.
We can talk about his experience shortly. I'm on an issue here. Hercules, do you believe he existed on Earth?
I don't know.
I don't think so either. I'm thinking he probably didn't. Maybe there was
it might be an amalgamation of stories about different heroes that
absolutely true
became Hercules.
And this is kind of how people thought about Jesus in some of the different sects of Christianity around. And so, you know, fine and dandy. That's all fine for me. Jesus, you know, it's speculated was, in fact, a sun god, you know, modeled after Osiris. So can you now call Quakerism primitive Christianity? Would that fit into your definition?
I don't know. I don't really know that much about Quakerism. I know that I like what I've heard.
You know, on the note of God knowing everything and therefore he has to know sin, I had this thought, too. If your soul is eternal, and some people believe it is, and some people believe everything about you is going to be preserved in your soul, does that include all of your sinful thoughts and all the bad things that happen to you? Or you know, is that good? I mean, because some people say that can't go into heaven because heaven's a pure place if they believe in heaven. So how do you, you know, are you not the same person? When you get into heaven, is all that stripped away and you're a different person altogether?
Yeah, all good questions, right?
It just doesn't make much sense to me. The idea that that you can sin through thinking, to me, sin makes perfectly good sense when you start applying the moral code, similar to the idea of libertarians. When people hear it immediately, it strikes a chord with them that wow, that's true. The idea that force or fraud, that it's bad to initiate force against your neighbor.
Most people would agree with that, but there are exceptions.
I'm going to upset some people because I've been giving a lot of thought to this lately, and I haven't really, you know, it's one of the, as a libertarian, we really think about these things deeply, like what's right and wrong and all that stuff. And I have difficulty being angry at someone or feeling like they are in the wrong if they, in their heart, do not feel they're doing wrong. Like, if they don't know any better. Right? Now, that's
like
it should be an excuse, because I think a lot of people do know better, and they tell themselves otherwise, and they have elaborate justification schemes.
Right.
But if you, in your heart, do not know any better, I mean, like, if someone's, you know, mentally disabled or something, usually it's, and if you do something accidentally, you can do force or fraud accidentally. Certainly,
sure.
That's not, you know, that's not immoral.
Fraud wouldn't be accidental.
Right. Well, that's a good point. I mean, but you could. I'm saying you could do harm to someone accidentally, and
sure.
It would not be, you know, your intent. So your intent is sort of a sort of relevant.
Absolutely.
In it, right?
All crimes, as far as I'm concerned, are thought crimes. I get that. I understand that intent is an important aspect. So are you saying that bureaucrats who are enforcing the will of the government, even if against people who haven't hurt anyone else, are then in the right?
No, I would say they're right, but I would have difficulty. I'm just saying I have difficulty feeling angry about them, and I have difficulty even, I don't know, even maybe even calling their actions immoral. I mean, it's bad. Their actions are bad, and we should try and enlighten
them.
Well,
their actions may be immoral, but their motivations or what's behind them may not.
I don't know. I mean, the word moral, when you use the word moral, it gets really complicated.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
And such a different definition for different people. So
what you were saying before, Mark, let me make sure I'm understanding this. You were saying that the Christian religion tends to hold that God is omniscient, right? All-knowing God.
Yeah, all-present, sure.
Right.
All-powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
So what you're saying is, so if God is all-knowing by their belief system, that therefore God must know what it's like
and there are, in their belief system, there are sins that one can commit by knowing or by feeling or by experiencing them in
lusting
one's mind.
After one's neighbor's wife or something like that?
Right.
That kind of stuff?
I think in the Bible, Jesus said that, you know, the man that feels wrath against his neighbor, you know,
mm-hmm.
It has committed sin.
So you're saying that in order for God to be all-knowing, God must know what it's like to think those thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. But where are you going? What's the conclusion there? That because couldn't the Christian say, well, you know, of course God knows what these things are. He's omniscient, and that's why he said you are not to do these things.
But then
God didn't like the way he felt when
But then God is sinful then. I mean, he exists
but he's outside of
time, so he must be experiencing them now. He's all-knowing. He has to be experiencing them at this moment, what it's like to feel lust or, whatever.
Okay, but the Christian could point out that, well, that's all okay because we're here doing our thing, and so we should follow the rules that that God has allegedly laid down.
I thought God created us in his image. I mean, don't we get choices? God gets to make the choices of which rules are laid down, but he gets to break them? That doesn't seem right.
Isn't that how it usually works?
That's just God? It is not. No. God's just.
Isn't that how it works for the government? Exactly. The government lays down rules.
Sure, but the government isn't just, and I think everyone would agree on that.
Well, now that's your interpretation of what just is, isn't it?
I guess.
I don't know. That's just, it doesn't seem to me like you're really nailing. While you're making a good point, it doesn't seem to me like you're really nailing down the Christians with that. They can squirm out of
I don't
that.
Intend to nail anyone
right.
down. Please, believe whatever you want
to
believe.
What's a Christian supposed to take away from this? That
perhaps all the sins that are listed, like maybe the Bible has been edited along the way. Mm-hmm. 3,000 years worth of manuscript
and
there.
Rewritten and reinterpreted.
Sure.
Through different languages and different interpretations. And
it's a translation.
Different
translation.
Over culture after culture after culture reinterpreted it. So
All these things that, maybe some things have been edited a little bit. That's really something you have to ask yourself. You know that there are different manuscripts out there. There were Gospels of Mary and the Gospel of Thomas and I think it's George and the Dragon. Sir George and the Dragon was one of these old. I mean, there's
dragons.
Nicodemus. Uh-huh. There's all kinds of books out there that didn't make the cut into the Bible. And you have to ask yourself, who edited this book? Isn't the editor more important than the writer in the newspaper process?
Sure,
absolutely.
They write the headlines.
The guy who gets to to mark out which makes it and what doesn't in the article is in fact rewriting the book.
Mm-hmm.
Who edited the Bible? They don't even know.
And if you look at a lot of the original like Arabic meanings of words, if you look at the original, just going from Arabic into English, there's a book I think called What the Bible Really Says About Homosexuality, which just scratches the surface in one subject. But just from that, you get a feel for how much of it is like really, really. There's so much interpretation going on. If you look at places in modern Bibles that say homosexual, and he goes and looks back at that word, and like back in the culture in the Arabic at the time, that meant like a male prostitute. So it was like, and even that, even in a very specific kind too. It was a very, and then to interpret it the way it was, it's very odd. So there's a lot of stuff.
Who would be surprised by some bigot going ahead and putting their personal belief system into some sort of book like that? I mean, who would be shocked by that?
If you look at the Council of Nicaea, where they decided, where they made the decision as to whether or not Jesus was a god, and that was going to be the idea of the church, because Constantine wanted everybody to get kind of on the same page on some of these things. Well, at that point, some people believed he was God and some people didn't believe he was, thought he was a prophet. Those people were wrong. I mean, they just came to a consensus. This was a vote, people.
I mean, for God's sake, how that works. More on the way here. Hey, do Christians believe they're separate from God? I'd like to know that. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.